Lecture 14, Bohemian Revolt and the Habsburg Victory.
The last lecture reviewed the gathering of storm clouds of war over the Holy Roman Empire during the early 17th century. We reviewed the kind of political brinkmanship pursued by diplomats in the electorate of the Palatinate, and the collapse of efforts and institutions for compromise within the Holy Roman Empire. We also saw the beginning of a search for allies outside the empire by both the emperor himself, looking towards Spain, and those who were worried about the emperor's ambitions, who tended to look towards France and the Netherlands. What I'd like to talk about in this lecture is why in this empire, which seems to be all drawn together in some interconnected network of fuses, the spark came, of all places, from Bohemia. Bohemia was a Habsburg patrimonial territory. That is to say, it was a territory that they had ruled traditionally, you know, for themselves for long periods of time. But it was also an elective kingdom. Bohemia had a vigorous estates, a representative assembly, which elected the monarch. And these estates were also an institutionalized forum for opposition to the crown itself. Furthermore, from a religious point of view, Bohemia had a very long tradition of heterodoxy. Indeed, the Bohemian Hussites, who were a heterodox movement of the 15th century, were arguably the most successful heretical group in all of medieval Europe. After a series of wars in the early 15th century, they actually forced the papacy into some kind of a compromise, granting them some of the things they had wanted in terms of modifications to religious ritual in the 1430s. In the year 1609, the Bohemian estates had secured from their then king the so-called Letter of Majesty, which gave all Bohemians the right to choose from either the Catholic faith or one of three Protestant faiths, Calvinism, Lutheranism, or the so-called Bohemian Brethren. Now, if the Habsburgs were going to make Ferdinand II of Styria emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, they first of all had to make him king of Bohemia, because, as I've mentioned in an earlier lecture, Bohemia controlled one of the key electoral votes for choosing the emperor. Now, after some wrangling, Ferdinand of Styria was elected king of Bohemia in June of 1617, but only after promising to respect the Letter of Majesty. It has to be said, however, that Ferdinand really had no intention of so doing. As soon as he was king, he immediately began paring back the rights of Bohemian Protestants, setting up offices of censorship, and really going back on the promises he had made when he had been elected. By May of 1618, Ferdinand's efforts to undermine the rights of Protestants drove the Bohemian estates into a rebellion. The furious delegates to the estates marched to the palace, the Hradschin Palace, they entered the royal council chamber, and they threw two of the most outspoken Catholic officials, together with their secretary, out the window in the so-called defenestration of Prague. Interestingly enough, all of these three men survived the fall, and there rapidly emerged two rival interpretations of this. The Catholic interpretation was that the angels of the Lord had caught them and let them down gently. The Protestant interpretation was that they had landed in a large dung heap, which cushioned the fall. You can decide for yourself which one you think is more plausible. At any rate, the delegates of the Bohemian estates, having thrown these royal counselors out the window, promptly appointed a provisional government and authorized a levy of troops. In the summer of 1618, the rebellion of Bohemia was joined by other Habsburg territories like Lusatia, Silesia, and Upper Austria. And in the following year, 1619, Moravia and Lower Austria also joined the rebellion. Indeed, by the year 1619, a rebel army had actually laid siege to the imperial capital in Vienna. Nonetheless, as rebels, the Bohemians still needed some kind of monarch. And on the 22nd of August, 1619, they therefore deposed Ferdinand II as their king. And 4 days later, the 26th of August, they offered the crown to none other than Frederick V, the elector of the Palatinate. Frederick was, interestingly enough, the best-connected Protestant prince in Europe. He had family connections not only to the house of the Prince of Orange in the Netherlands, he was also the son-in-law of James I in England. Now, most of Frederick's advisors warned him against accepting the Bohemian crown. They feared that to accept the crown of so central a Habsburg territory could only lead to a general religious war. But Frederick's advisors, Anhalt and Camerarius in particular, urged him to accept, because they felt that the war, after all, was inevitable, and if the international Catholic conspiracy were not stopped in Bohemia, that the German Protestants would be next on the block. Swayed by these counselors, Frederick accepted. On the 28th of September 1619, Frederick of the Palatinate formally accepted the crown of Bohemia, and by October of that year, he was already in Prague.